administration, I feel we don't have to go completely decontrol. But somewhere in between would allow for free stimulation.
You see, if we go for complete decontrol, I actually realize we're terrible political body.
I was against it. I told them I didn't agree with the free decontrol at all. I gave them
that's what the jurors say you got to do, but it just won't wash.
Well, I told John this. I had one advantage. I know a lot of bodies are buried in the oil and gas business. So when people talk about it, I know the difference between a self-serving statement.
fibers, of course, are the best of the breed.
Yeah, and incidentally, they talk, the elephants talk. It's very interesting. They talk in very, very quiet voices. They practically talk in a whisper. I mean, they're very, very confident voices, but very quiet. I guess it's because they haven't talked in anybody ever so long. Although in the last 3 to 4 years, the treatment began to pick up a bit, and they didn't get out and talk in language. You know, talking is not allowed in the prison camps. But these people talk in very, very quiet voices. But it's enormously
fascinating. This is an American elite.
We've all seen movies, you know. Movies of what the great movies of World War II, the prison camps, and how people lived and so forth, and the escape. Remember the movie The Great Escape from the Great Ends? There are, and the stories of them, they didn't escape, but how they survived. And the horror of brutality to the children, what it was the goddamn thing. Right, for example, read a few things on radio and so forth, but only after they were practically killed. The story of how these epic Americans survived is a great credit to our people.
And to see sort of the American values preserved in a kind of a time capsule.